Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, and we get a chance to visit with Sam One, and they put together this pretty creative show choir TikTok video. They entered the thing in the IHSA Holiday TikTok Challenge, and here's something good in 2020. It's a top four finalist, and that means we need to vote early and often through the IHSA platforms and let this thing win. But first up, Sam Juan, tell us about this creative element and putting this thing together. Explain what you did. I know we'll post it on our site again, but tell our listening audience, you guys had the creative juices flowing, so to speak.
Yeah, that was all the kids. I'll give them 100% creative credit as far as that goes. They just kind of pulled me in on the challenge. I sent them the email about a week ago saying that they've been begging me to make a TikTok with them for, months on end since school started. And I said, well, if there's going to be a time, this is it. Mrs. Day actually said the same thing. That's why we kind of roped her into the whole thing as well. But a couple of the girls in the group kind of sent around a couple of ideas. Monica McKnight came up with an idea of recreating the mailroom scene in Elf, where Will Ferrell's character is doing the crazy, Russian dance with his, feet and arms flailing everywhere. And I realized that I could do that. So, we went over to Fenton, and I hopped up on a picnic table, and we recreated the scene as best as we could. It was a good time. It was Monday morning before school, and we were all a little chilled to the bone after we got done making the video, but we got it all in one take and sent it in within about 3 hours to spare for the final cut. So, it was just overall a pretty good time. You said you were going to post the link on there, so if anyone wants to see why a 26-year-old choir teacher has a bad back, you can get a good glimpse at it.
So I know, again, some of our listening audience, what's TikTok, Taylor? It's video and it's music, and I think it's what, max 1 minute, something like that, in terms of the competition. But mm-hmm. In terms of that's edited 1 minute. So how long did it take you to shoot that thing? And I was pretty impressed. I would say you play a starring role in it, and then I'll say Mrs. Day, the high school principal, makes a cameo appearance in the TikTok. How long did it take you to put that thing together?
With planning, probably about an hour and 15 minutes for less than 38 seconds worth of video. So between the time that the kids took to cut the sound together, and then as well as the video editing, I think we were all said and done with about 2 hours of work. So seems like a lot for just a little bit of time, but realistically, for such a small little thing to have such a large impact on a group, kind of stripped of a lot of things this year, this is really, really cool for us as a performance group to get something as big as this out there for the state.
And that's why I tell you, much respect to kids at Mercer County, because the show choir, they came through, and I really thought the Mercer County girls basketball program,
oh my gosh, theirs was awesome creative. As well.
Well, what is that? Can you speak to that? I mean, that to me, creativity in life is so important, and you have to be proud of that in terms of look at what these Mercer County kids have been able to put together, I think, pretty in light of what we're dealing with too.
For me, when I was talking with Tracy down at the state office with IHSA, I was just saying it was so awesome that we had such a large representation between just two of our programs at the high school, and such a small 400 people student wise at the high school on a whole state level. It's proud, it's a proud moment as a teacher and also just a community member, having grown up here, to know that kids do care, and the community jumps behind them every step of the way. So I can't take a whole lot of the credit. We've got awesome kids, we've got awesome families here, willing to work and just make do with these crazy times. And I was happy that the basketball girls did get a little bit of credit, because their video was awesome and their costumes were on point. So it's pretty fun too, because we actually do have one student that was in both videos. So Iggy Ileana Hook was represented in both, and I asked her where her alliances lied, and she had no comments to make. And I said, what, I'm gonna pat every single one of you on the back, figuratively, you know, but because I, you know, again, you know, representing Alito was just, it was a really fun, you know, opportunity and way to do it. So hoping that we can, you know, get the word out there and have some people come behind us to, you know, get this thing rolling, because, you know, who knows how much joy it can bring just to, you know, a group of 10 kids. Let's try and share that as much as you can with our community as well.
Yeah, and you can, again, you can vote for it on the IHSA platforms. Go to IHSA.org and or their social media sites, whether it be Facebook or whether it be Twitter. It's just at IHSA, and you can vote there and support this effort. Most people, I think, have seen the movie Elf with Will Ferrell. If not, it's on like every other day on one of the cable networks here between now and Christmas. Why did that mailroom scene resonate with you and the kids, and I guess Mrs. Day too? Why do you think that worked so well?
I don't know if I can speak for the students, but I would say that as far as my personal behavior goes, it's a little bit of chaotic energy at times in the classroom. And I think that we all just kind of agreed upon the fact that we could all hype up and dance and just have a good time. And I volunteered to be the one that was doing the wild stuff on the table. But, you know, otherwise it was just, it seemed like the more creative outlet for us, because we had kind of, since we did wait to the last second, we were able to kind of see what the other schools were putting out there, and we didn't see any Elf, you know, content. There was a lot of Home Alone, you know, like, give this to Kevin, and it was like, passed on, and there really wasn't a lot of videos that we had seen that had the coach, you know, or the instructor in it, so they kind of, you know, wrote me into that as well. So, yeah, if I were to put a peg on anything, it's probably just because we're, you know, we have a little bit of a chaotic neutral energy going on in the classroom at any given day, but it works in our favor. We get a lot done. We have, you know, a good time making music and, you know, just trying to make the best of every day.
All right, it was awesome, and I was watching it. I'm like, you know, this guy's got his regular, you know, business attire dress clothes on when he's doing this, and I'm like, the dude's gonna rip his pants, man. So I'm
the
like,
amount of people that sent me that same comment. I had one friend from up in the cities that I've been close with for a long time. She sent me, your pants went MVP of the day.
Yeah, cause I'm like, I was thinking when I was watching, I'm like, man, that's a testimonial for the brand of pants he's wearing, because they haven't ripped with him doing all that, man. So, well, anyway, it's just such a, again, such a creative piece. And, you know, as we kind of wrap up, you know, it's a bummer that we're not allowed, and I understand the pandemic and the mitigations and all that, and, you know, everybody can argue about it all they want, but, you know, these are the rules right now in Illinois. And I will applaud the IHSA that, you know, they've given the kids an opportunity to be engaged here. And I'm glad that this is a bright spot. And like I told the IHSA staff yesterday, you know, in terms of them trying to determine, you know, there's 150 some odd entries, for them trying to determine the final four had to be pretty tough. But I said, too, you know, that there had to be a lot of smiles on the faces in those offices yesterday as they have their laptop popped open, or their PC or their mobile device, watching these things and saying, man, look at these kids. And like, and to me, it sounds like even post pandemic, this is something that they're probably going to continue with. And I think
I was hoping so. I was just about to say, I hope this is something that they bring back, because it does bridge kind of a divide that we have oftentimes with a lot of the different, you know, recreational things that we can have at the high school level, and it brings out a whole new level of, you know, competition that can kind of bring everyone together. And honestly, I can't even imagine how crazy it is down at the IHSA office right now, trying to follow all the different guidelines, you know, between the IDPH, CDC, you know, state, federal, all of that fun stuff. So hopefully it brought them a little bit of, you know, fun and just a little bit of enjoyment again for their jobs, because I'm sure these last few months have been absolutely insane.
Well, awesome. And again, vote early, vote often, especially between now and Sunday. And Mercer County, the show choir program, a top four finalist within the IHSA Holiday TikTok Challenge. Again, go to IHSA.org, go to the IHSA platforms on Facebook or Twitter, and you'll figure out how you can cast your ballot. It'd be great if we win this thing, but being a top four finalist is pretty impressive, too. We'll let Sam Juan get back to the mailroom, right? All right.
Yeah.
Good luck and congratulations. Great recognition for the kids. Thanks for helping us out.
Thank you for helping us.
All right, you're listening to WRMJ.